The Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition is a diverse group of dedicated community members united around the goal of reducing substance use in Lenawee County. LSAPC members work collaboratively to engage and educate the community in order to promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Tim Kelly, and we are going to be talking about how the drug take-back event went on Saturday, October 23rd. And Tim, I think we had a good turnout.
Yeah, we did. We actually had more people than we did back in April. So
okay.
We had about 325 people come through.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, and it was interesting. Of course, we're going to talk about the numbers, and we did take in a little bit less items.
Yeah.
But we had a lot more people participate. And so, you know, that's one of the key things is to just be able to reach more people and help inform them on safe ways to dispose of their non-usable drugs anymore and, you know, just things that are outdated. And Tim, why don't you run through some of the numbers for us?
Sure. We had a total of 342 pounds of substances returned to us. And kind of to break that down, there was 163 pounds of tablets or capsules, that type of medicine.
It's hard to even visualize.
Yeah.
163 pounds of tablets.
Yeah, and, you know, little teeny just, tablets.
Yeah,
163
it's crazy.
Pounds. Liquids, we had 165 pounds of those.
Okay.
12 pounds of inhalers.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we had 8 38-gallon containers of sharps. So if you can imagine 38-gallon containers, 8 of those full of needles.
Full of needles that are thankfully disposed of properly at this time. I know it was nice, too, that we did have some people go pick up things from their neighbors and from people that couldn't make it out there themselves. And so that was wonderful to, you know, see neighbors helping neighbors to help clean out their cupboards and such. It was also interesting, I think, that we did have more people that showed up this time.
Yeah, you know, you'd mentioned it's more people is more important than the weight. Tablets only weigh so much, but the more of those we get out of people's homes is the better for the whole community. So having a lot more people was great.
Exactly. You know, and with not having a drug take back in 2020, our overall poundage was huge this year.
Yeah. When you think of it, the overall, there are 625 people in the two events. For a total of 813 pounds and 18 38-gallon containers of sharps.
Right.
So that's a lot of stuff.
You know, and you just think about it. It's not getting flushed down the toilet. It's not getting put in our garbage dumps. You know, it's being disposed of properly. And and so I think that that's a big testament to Lenawee County people are wanting to do the right thing. We just got to make sure they know how to do it.
Right. Give them the place to do it. It really was. You know, it does speak well of this community and their willingness to get the stuff out of the cabinets and getting it back to someplace that's safe and can be disposed of.
Exactly. Now, we are going to have another one next April, in April 2022. But in the meantime, you know, some people prefer not to store things that long, and we're hoping that they don't. But if they do, they can bring it to us in April. Where are some other locations, though, that they can dispose of their expired medications at this point?
Well, there's a number of law enforcement agencies that will take them. They have what's called the red barrels.
Okay.
I'll list those for you. Adrian Police Department, Blissfield Police Department, Hudson, the Sheriff's Department, Morenci's Police Department, Raisin Township, Tecumseh. You can also take them to Hickman Hospital.
Okay.
As well as now there is a container at Meijer that people can drop things off. But I encourage you need to check first because they don't take sharps or things like that. That might be able to be take back other places.
Okay.
And the other thing are Hudson Pharmacy and Smith & Sons. They both sell containers for your sharps.
Which
is an important thing. People were questioning that. Where could they get those types of things?
Well, and we did ask people when they came to the drug take back to keep their sharps in a separate container when they dropped them off. And so it always is a good idea to keep those separate in your home as well.
Yeah.
Of course, there are also a lot of people we want to thank for helping to make the October Drug Take Back such a great event.
Yeah. Just to name a few of those.
Yeah.
It kind of takes a village to do this.
It does.
The University of Toledo's College of Pharmacy had students there, and they did a lot of the heavy lifting.
So they did.
The County Sheriff's Department, you know, because this is a DEA event, there has to be law enforcement there, and it's very structured, and they do make sure things work smoothly. But David Angst and Jacob Pfeiffer mm-hmm. Were both out there, so we appreciate their help with it. WLAN, obviously, and the people at ProMedica Hospital, Christina Bell and Frank Nagel in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And one other person that really, she stays behind the scenes on this a lot, but she does a lot of things, is Madeline DeMarco from Lenawee CMH. And we didn't have Madeline, I don't know what I would do.
I don't think we'd be, you or I would be nearly as organized as we are. Well, and we also had a special feature this year. WQT, our local country station, was also live at the Drug Take Back this year. So, you know, like you said, it takes a whole village. And so we tried to get the word out every way we could, and hopefully people were well informed. If they are looking for additional information, though, at this point, they can still go to the Drug Take Back website.
Yep. Drug Prevention Lenawee.
Yes.
That's the Lenawee Substance Abuse and Prevention Coalition's website. And it can direct you to a number of resources that could help you if you're looking to get rid of some medication.
There you go. And we'll be drawing a winner. We have over $300 worth of gifts that we're going to be giving away. And actually, that drawing happened this morning. Uh-huh. So someone's winning some great prizes just for participating in our sweepstakes.
Yes. Well, very good. We appreciate those entities that provided us with things from Suburban Chevrolet,
Jiffy Mix. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what they would call it. Jiffy Corporation, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Sweet Boutique also gave us some stuff, too. So
yeah, and we had Tucky's Big Boy in Tecumseh and also Capnick Orchard. So, you know, some just, you know, fun things that we're hoping to gather some important data on how to reach people a little bit better. So, well, thank you so much, Tim, for joining me, and we hope things stay quiet for a while.
Yeah. See you in the spring.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you for listening. This information has been provided by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, supported by funding from the Health Resources and Services Administration. New messages air on the first and third Monday of each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the audio tab on WLEN.com and listen and gather more information at drugpreventionlenawee.com.